93.3 KDKB, a bad haircut weekend. And you know what? There are some people that had haircuts of questionable origin back then. Joined by George Lynch, formerly of Dokken, currently of Lynch Mob, and going to be a guest as part of the Headbangers Heaven show tomorrow night over at Club Red. George, what was up with the macaroni and cheese explosion on the top of your head back in the day?
That's not nice.
Seriously, there were only two people that had a haircut like that, you and Lamal.
Yeah, and he had his first.
Wow, so did you ever get accused of copying him?
Well, you can't sue somebody for copying your hairstyle.
Yeah, but could he play guitar?
You know, I'm sure you were a huge fan, right?
Huge fan. I'm too shy.
In fact, you should probably play that song coming up here.
I'm not going to play that song, George.
What?
So you're coming into town to do part of the Headbangers Heaven thing. How did you get involved with this mess?
I'm friends with Mike Galbi.
Oh, you name-dropped Mike Galbi during the interview.
We've been friends since the days I lived there in Arizona many years ago. So we're good friends. We've stayed friends over the years and hang out when we can. And a huge fan, a huge supporter of my music, and so brought me on board. And we're playing this thing at Club Red, and a lot of my friends are going to be there from. You know, that I haven't seen in years, and people I've played with. Nick Brown's going to be there. We're going to be getting up and jamming together. Robert Mason. So essentially, it'll be almost the whole Lynch Mob on stage for which hasn't happened in a long, long time. So it'll be pretty cool.
Will you guys actually pull out a Lynch Mob track or two?
Yeah, I think that's the plan.
Oh, awesome. So for all intents and purposes, it'll be three quarters of a Lynch Mob reunion.
Yeah, and who cares about the damn bass player anyway?
Right, the bass player is the drummer's best friend.
That guy that sits over there in a corner and plays one string. I mean, makes low notes. Who cares? You
know? Ouch.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. But, provided Robert remembers the words, we're going to be fine. I mean, we might be a little rusty, but who cares, right?
That's going to be awesome. So let's get into some of the juice. Now, for those people that watch that metal show on VH1, there was a recent episode where you and Don Dokken were sitting next to each other, and it looked like you guys were talking about an imminent reunion, and then something went awry. What's going on with that? Is that ever going to happen or no?
Well, I wouldn't say it would never happen because, it's my business, and if it's a smart thing to do, and I would do it for all the right reasons. And the reasons being is to put, a positive closure and a happy ending and some nice, bookends on the whole Dokken experience for the fans and for ourselves. And, there's a money component to it, but that's not really the prime reason. I mean, everybody in the band's doing fine. Justin playing with Foreigner for years and years, doing very well, mixed playing with Ted Nugent and other people, and Dokken occasionally. And I'm doing all the stuff I'm doing, and we're all doing fine. But it would be nice to do. Don and I were courting each other, and I've been pushing for this reunion for many, many years. And when it came down to it, we found that some people just never change their spots.
That's the weird thing, is you guys have thrown some mud back and forth over the years and said some pretty harsh things about it. And, in normal sort of relationships, when those sort of hateful things are said back and forth, reconciliation doesn't seem possible. But you guys both seem to kind of go back and forth with that. Like, you hate each other, you love each other, then you do it.
Dokken was successful despite itself, I believe. I think that we had amazing team. We had the best management company in the world, the biggest record company, the most powerful lawyers, attorneys, booking agents, publicists, radio promotion people. Any band could have been successful with the machine we had behind. Now, of course, we had some talent. We wrote some good songs, but at the end of the day, it's business. We create this beautiful, we're part of the process of creating this beautiful music that people appreciate, and we appreciate that people that like the music that we've made. But I think it's a mistake for musicians and songwriters to take too much credit and start believing their own hype. We all work equally hard, and when one person starts believing that they're responsible for everything when they're the least responsible for just about anything, you know, I have a problem with that. You know, so that's really what it comes down to. It always comes down to money. Having any problem you find in the world, just follow the dollar, and you'll find the source of the problem. I'm really a big fan of the rage against the machine, you know, kind of way of doing things. You know, everybody, all for one, split everything up equal. You know, so that way one guy doesn't drive up in a Ferrari and another guy drives up in a Yugo and they got to stand on stage together and there's resentment and egos. You know what I mean? Enough money for everybody to go around. But, yeah, that all came down to that again.
So what else are you doing these days besides coming to the Headbangers Heaven Show?
Complaining about Don Dawkins?
No. I mean,
you did say something about mudslinging. I got to say that I really am not interested in – this guy's not even on my radar. I'm not really interested in slinging mud at anyone. But when I'm attacked and my character and credibility is attacked, you know, I won't stand for that. So all I did was tell the truth. That's not mudslinging. That's telling the truth. That's a big difference, I think. So, but anyways, getting back to your question about what I'm doing these days is I've got a new record coming out called George Lynch Kill All Control on Rocket Science Records. It comes out in July, and we just finished up the artwork on that. The record's been in the making for 2 years. Got four different singers on it. It's an interesting record, and we're in the middle of working on a Lynch Mob record, just finishing up pre-production on that, and hopefully that record will be out either near the end of the year or early next year.
Who will sing on it?
Oni Logan is on the record. He's in the band, been in the band for years now. Nick was touring with us for a while this year. We had a blast. Scott Coogan is back on drums for the record. He played on the Smoke and Mirrors record a couple years ago. He's back in the band, and we've got Robbie Crane from Rat on bass, who was actually the original bass player before Anthony Esposito. So when we're playing with Mick, we actually have the original Lynch Mob back together from 1989, which is pretty cool, back in Arizona days.
What's it like for you? You've been on stage with, obviously, Don and with Oni and with Robert, and you've done some recording with the great, late, great Ray Gillen. What's it like? How do you tailor your music for the different singers, or do you have the singers sort of fit what you do, what you write?
No, I'm like a human chameleon. I sort of adapt to my environment, the chemistry, and so if I'm playing with Souls of We, my other band, I write differently, I play differently. Sphere and more experimental. Because with Lynch Mob, we've established something, and so we have to maintain, you know, our music has to sort of work within those parameters that we established back in 1990. We're a heavy blues rock band, and that's what we do in Lynch Mob. And well, we do take some liberties with that, but and evolve. But so when I work with somebody, you know, I'm jamming with other people all the time, and, you know, for different reasons, playing other people's records, or, you know, play some charity performance or something, whatever it is. I enjoy adapting to my environment. If I sit down with a bunch of old blues guys, I become Blind Lemon Lynch.
Well, I'm glad you're coming in to take part of this thing tomorrow night. It's the Headbangers Heaven live party. George Lynch, formerly of Dawkins, currently of Lynch Mob and other assorted projects, coming into town to take part in pretty much an all-star jam and, for all intents and purposes, a Lynch Mob semi-reunion, a different version, a version of Lynch Mob that's not current and yet still put out some great music. So thank you for taking time out to hang with us on KDKB.
Well, thank you, Paul, and hope to see you there.
All right, man. Take care, George.
Okay.